But their music discovery service has just surpassed 1 billion Shazams per month.
If you've never used Shazam at all on your iPhone as well, make sure you go along and grab it. And when you hear a song on the radio as well, you go along, hold your phone up, you press your Shazam on your phone, which is an app, or it's on your, I'm going to say, in your settings there where you can just press it. And it will come along and find out who's singing that song. It'll offer to add it to your music library as well. It's a great, great tool that so many people use. So, yeah, they've just surpassed more than 1 billion Shazams per month, and they've done 50 billion since the app was launched. The app actually started as a text message service in 2002.
Wow.
So you would go along, do it, and they would send you a text back telling you exactly what it was. The first Shazam result was Jeepster by T-Rex. Do you remember that one?
I certainly do. Yeah, Mark Bolan and the boys.
Exactly right. So, you know, for people out there, if you've never used it, they've successfully matched down more than 51 million songs, 50 billion tags. It's a great device. So, you know, if you ever want to know what songs are playing, Shazam it.
One criticism I will make about Shazam, though, Richard, it's trying to take us radio announcers out of business.
Yeah, although it's like podcasting as well.
Yeah. It is.
You know, as well, and I've got to say, just going in as an aside, I don't understand so many radio networks around the country investing heavily in podcasting.
Mm.
But support local content as you guys do in 7BU and 7AD.
Yeah, spot on. Yeah, exactly. It's just living with technology, and that's what it comes back to. Telstra, Richard, has come down hard on suspected scam calls. And let's face it, we've all been in a position where we've tried to be scammed.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, people out there have got to be very suspicious of the phone calls they get. I deal with people every week as well. They're now blocking more than 13 million suspected scam calls per month, which is twofold increase from 4 months ago. So it's like an avalanche that's coming. So they say they've implemented a few more upgrades to their platform to catch even more suspicious calls, which is good. But they're still getting through. I've really got to say that. Some of the improvements are aimed at filtering out what's called the Wangiri calls. Now, they started back in Japan decades ago, and they were the one ring and cut. So you'll get a phone call from some location around the world. They rely on you trying to ring back. What you do, they make money out of you doing it. So make sure you never, ever do that.
Ways of, like, methods to detect and block those scam calls, Richard?
Yeah, Telstra are trying to go along, and especially spoofed caller IDs on there as well.
Mm.
I've just sent another email off to Telstra Media from here in Adelaide about a couple of people who are basically getting phone calls from their own phone, as I discussed last week. Never, if you ever get a phone call from your own phone number, don't ever answer that as well. It's a scammer on the other end. So they're always trying to find these new tactics to get through the platform. So, you know, if you get a phone number from somewhere you don't know, and a lot of time I get ones from interstate, if they don't leave me a message, I don't call them back. Mm. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, good point. And just wrapping up this week, Facebook is set to launch a podcast publishing platform, and I think that'll be next week.
Exactly right. So there's a publishing Facebook. Everybody's getting into podcasts, as we discussed before. I use podcasts. So I put audio up there as well. But, you know, listen to the radio, people. So they're going to roll it out this week. You'll be able to link back to it. It is some way for audio people actually to make some money out of it. And that part I do like, because Apple are doing it at them now. Spotify are doing it now. Facebook aren't going to take any cuts on revenue, which I'm going to say is quite good for the moment. But that will come down the track. Apple actually takes 30% of subscription revenue in your first year on the platform, and after that a 15% cut on there as well. So it is about these other ones making money. I think I read the other day that most podcasts never ever make a dollar. It's something done out of love for the amateur ones that are out there as well. So you know what? Another podcasting platform, another way for you to listen to audio. Let's listen to the radio, Lee.